What's going on today?
Not much. What are your thoughts on Tennessee's offensive film?
I think they have very good skill players, and they're well coached from the front all the way through. They do a good job with their offensive line. They have their veteran tackles, and they've done a nice job up front of picking up different stunts and protections, regardless of who their quarterback's been. Both quarterbacks can get out of the pocket, and they'll run around a little bit. So we got to keep the top on the coverage and contain their skill players. I mean, they'll catch some balls. They're pretty good. They're good route runners, and they do a good job after the catch. So we need to make sure we swarm and keep the ball in front of us.
How different did they look with Locker under center as opposed to Fitzpatrick?
Really not that much different. They run a lot of the same concepts, especially in situations. Both quarterbacks can run, and both of them can make all the throws. With the last few weeks with number four at quarterback, he does a pretty good job of spreading the field and picking a side and throwing to the guy that's open. He did a good job early in the Indianapolis game. So that's what we have to make sure. We have to understand what they're doing by formation and who they want to get the ball to and take his favorite guys away.
On the Texans' long touchdown where you almost had Keenum on the sideline, Charles looked like he got stuck kind of in no man's land where he attempted to maybe come up and get that underneath receiver. Do you still want him back on that play? Was that or is that just something that he got caught in and there's really nothing he can do in that situation?
Charles is the deepest, like his quote after the game, and he's done a good job of that for us all year. So he's the deepest. What we need to do is have another player is responsible for that guy, and he needed to find his way through and find him. But one of the characteristics of our defense is how well we run to the ball. We run to the ball, okay? Run or pass when the ball's there. And that's one of the few times this season where we could have run to the ball harder. Because if somebody misses that guy, we need more guys there. And there was a couple of players that had a chance to correct that situation before it became a problem. And so that's what we emphasized to our players. And that's what we do. We run to the ball. That's one of the characteristics. That makes it what we all want to see when we put our black jerseys on and go home again, which we're excited to go in front of our fans and do that, is run to the football no matter what happens. And that's what it's going to take to win this game is – they have good skilled players, and they may make the first guy miss sometimes. Well, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, all the way to 11, that's all we get, need to be there.
Jason Hunter's done a pretty nice job for you guys this year as being one of those do-your-job type players that you talked about, setting an edge, doing his job. If he can't go, how do you compensate for that?
Well, we roll the players to the best of their abilities as good as we can anyways. So in our different packages, we'll use different players for Jason if he can't go. We'll use, you know, Seal Moore at times and some of the other players, both in base and in nickel. And we prepare our depth from day one. You know, a lot of times you guys would be asking me even in the preseason, you know, what are you doing? Well, we're seeing who can do what for when situations like this occur. We're going to need to use, and you need to use in the NFL season, everybody at some point. So we'll use different players to take Jason's role. He has done a very good job in the role, especially early in the year. And so we'll have some different guys in there.
Dennis had mentioned that at times in the base package that you moved Walker out to an end. Is that because you have strong tackles, you can create a more solid run defense up front? Is that?
Yeah, what's nice, and Vance does a nice job because he's intelligent and he can handle – he's played all the different positions. So we can use – we have different packages where three or four defensive linemen are on the field if we need to. And so that allows us, because they all understand each other's jobs, to play three of the bigger guys and one of the normal ends and then our three linebackers, or however we want to do it. I mean, we can play three or four of them in certain situations – on short yardage or goal line, there'll be more D-linemen on the field. So what's nice about them is how they've given themselves to the scheme, meaning they're learning it. So now we can do more when we need to. And Vance is one of those guys that's really done a good job for us.
Talk about the development of Stacy McGee. He seems like he's more confident both on and off the field since he was maybe back at camp.
Yeah, the great thing about Stacy is he likes football. He's willing to learn, and he's really been toughing things out. He had a very productive game last week. The interception that Nick Roach had, he got around the center, and the two guards went to block our other guys, and so he had a one-on-one block on the center, and he got by the center and hit the quarterback, and he caused that interception. That was a big-time play in that game. And Stacy had a few really good plays in that game, but he's getting better when he leads with his hands and comes out of his stance. He has long arms, and he's powerful, and he's starting to really learn how powerful he is. And as he continues to stay in his technique, he's starting to do more and more things every week. And that, again, that allows us to do different things with other players. If Stacy continues to develop, we think he will. We've been pleased with his progression, getting better every week. I mean, that's what you got to do. You got to get better every week.
What about Kevin Burnett as a run defender? Obviously, you need some linemen to free him up to make those tackles, but it seems like more often than not, he's making quality plays and shutting the run game down.
Again, Kevin's seen a lot of things in the NFL and done a very good job in a lot of different schemes. And we're obviously glad that we have him and he's here because he's very smart and he thinks through things. When he trusts his technique, he can make all the plays. He's made most of them. And then there's a few little ones where if he'll just trust it a little more, then he's going to make those even quicker. But we're definitely pleased he's here, and he's gotten better in the scheme every week as well.
How important is what Nick Roach has done? I've seen he's played every single defensive snap this season for you.
Correct. And he's played them well, and he's communicated well. Nick's amazing in that how fast he can go to the next play. He's just on to the next play. He will align guys and use his rules. He's had very few. We've had very few times where we've been off the same page communication. I mean, you ask what happened in Philly, we just fell down. There was very few communication errors. And one of the things that we talked about today before we went out to practice is yesterday we were moving around in the rain and we had a couple. I'm pretty hard on them. Okay, I don't want a couple. I don't want any, because we control that. We can control how our 11 guys know the ball and move around. So I was pretty hard on them today and they responded at practice. But Nick is the leader and the instigator of all that. And then our back end with Charles and those guys. One of the things that we do is we're multiple, but we're simple. But in order to do that, 11 guys got to know that call and got to know it quickly. And that's the biggest thing that I see going forward. If you want to turn good into great, you need to be on the same page all the time. There's going to be one, but make sure that we fix that one and we work together to fix that one as quick as possible. Let's make it zero. That's what Nick's done. Nick wants zero defects too.
How easier is it then with a middle linebacker like that? As far as getting your message out to the defense, what you want to do?
Well, the guys that can focus in the moment like that are special, and he's special that way. He can just flush whatever's happened, go to the next play. I mean, that allows you to do those things. I mean, it really does. And it's not only the middle linebacker. You need it at all the spots, you know, but he's the first one to say it. So, and he's the one in the middle. Like I tell them, all right, a little sarcasm. There's a reason your name is linebacker. You're backed off behind the D-line, and the DBs are behind you. So to communicate forward, you need to tell them what to do. To communicate in the back, you need to hand signal what to do because they're looking at you. That's your job. You're in the middle. So you got to tell them and show them what you're doing, and then you can move from there. And that's his strength.
What do you think DJ Hayden got out of his rookie year?
I think he learned a lot. I think he learned, you know, he got better as he went through things. He made some plays, and I think DA's quote was really good yesterday about describing the life of a rookie in the NFL. There's ups and downs, and as long as you're learning and your arrow's going up, you're all right. I think he learned what a lot of young men are learning. Some of the ones that are playing right now or some are on IR is it's a marathon, not a sprint. The biggest thing that young men need to do between their first and second year in the NFL is get their bodies ready because you are playing against men. And DJ's going to have a great opportunity to do that because he'll be able to have the full offseason. He is strong, he is quick, and he's plenty big enough. So when he comes back after this offseason, because I know how he's going to work, he's going to be strong and he's going to be up there. He's going to be much more confident. And I think what this season taught him is that he can and will and should do that. And that's what we like about him.
I mean, taken as the 12th pick and a pick that Reggie said he would have taken at number 3, you know, you guys are obviously expecting him to be a real impact guy. You could see him doing that next year?
I sure would. He's got all the cover skills and the ball skills in the world, and he loves football. And this experience around Charles and the defensive backs that we've had here, Tracy and these guys this year, having these veterans come in, these guys that have had success, that have won Super Bowls, that's great for a young guy to be around, guys that have done it at the highest level. So I think he'll take the lessons from those players and what he learned and what he needs to do for his body to be successful. I think he'll take that and run with it.
I don't know if you guys liked Adams last year, and now he's taking the board for DJ. What does he bring to the mix?
Well, Phillip he's quick-footed. He has real long arms for his body, and he's done a good job of learning the scheme. He really has. He got better every week last year at the end of the year. The Thursday night game against Denver, he made some big plays in the red zone. Big plays. He got an interception on Manning when he crossed the 50 and threw a vertical. He took that ball. He made two other plays in the red zone in that game, and then he played pretty well the rest of the year on that. And what's been great about Phillip is he's been waiting his time, so to speak, on this year, but he's been staying ready. He had a couple little technique things in the Giants, and he cleaned them up last week. He covered well in man last week. So we do like him a lot, and we like where he's going. He's continuing to get better.